place names from Polynesian mythology and tradition. Polynesian settlers often gave names for mythological tradition to the New Zealand landscape. People took these traditions from island to island over centuries of migration. Maui's fish. Maui is the trickster hero of Polynesian myth. Oral traditions about him are in many places throughout the Pacific. The most common tradition in Aotearoa New Zealand tells how Maui fished up land from the sea. The North Island is Te Ika a Maui, the fish of Maui, and takes the form of a giant stingray. The South Island is Te Waka a Maui, the canoe from which Maui caught his prize. Stewart Island, Rakiura, is Te Punga o Te Waka a Maui, the anchor stone of Maui's canoe. Hawaiki. Hawaiki holds great importance in Maori tradition and was a significant name transferred from Polynesia. In mythology, it is the place from which all bounty came, including life, food, and treasures, a paradise where the spirits returned. People gave this important name to many islands and places during migrations across the Pacific. There are some places called Hawaiki in New Zealand, including at Makatu, Aotea Harbour, Lake Rotongaio, Motutapu Island in the Hauraki Gulf, and the Auckland suburb of Mount Eden. Te Rerenga Wairua, guardian mountains on the west coast of Rarotonga, including Maunga Piko, Maunga Tea, Maunga Ko'u, and Te Rerenga Apora, stand above a black rock called Te Rerenga Wairua. This was where spirits were said to depart to the paradise of Awaiki. The same name pattern is repeated in New Zealand, where Maunga Piko, Whanga Kea, Maunga Kohu Anaki, and Te Rerenga stand along the eastern and western pathways to Te Rerenga Wairua, the spirit's leap at Cape Rerenga. Traditions. Sometimes Polynesian traditions were taken to new islands. For example, on the island of Taha'a in Tahiti, a taniwha named Aifa Aruai is said to have terrorized people travelling between Taha'a and Motu'e'a. It was killed by a man from Araura. The tradition carried to New Zealand, where Kai Whakaruaki was a taniwha who lived in the Parapara stream in Aorere, Golden Bay. It attacked and ate people travelling between Parapara and Motueka, and a man from Arahura killed it. Place name clusters. Hikarangi and Aorangi. Hikarangi and Aorangi were a pair of mountain names that ancestors of Maori carried across the Pacific. Aorai is the second highest mountain in Tahiti, and Hiurai stands nearby. The pairing next appears in Rarotonga, where Ukurangi is the high peak overlooking the capital, Awarua. Aorangi stands on the other side of the island. Hikurangi Mountains are guardian mountains. Aorangi and Hikurangi are mountain names of special significance to Maori. In Te Ika a Maui, the North Island of New Zealand, Hikurangi and Aorangi are side by side in the Ruahine and Raukumara Ranges. The two names also made it to Te Waipounamu, the South Island. Hikuraki is in Pelorus Sound in the Wairau River and was once the name of Banks Peninsula and a small lake in Southland. Aoraki Mount Cook is the tallest mountain in the South Island. Common characteristics. Some names were repeated in new places because of similar physical characteristics. For instance, the name Ahuahu, Great Mercury Island, occurs in Tahiti and on Rapa Nui, Easter Island, as Akuaku. In both these places, as on Ahuahu, there are ancient garden plots in areas where the soil is warmed, making it ideal for growing kumara. The name was repeated in these widely separated places because of their common physical characteristics. Why did people bring names with them when migrating to new lands?